Hallelujah. If you're writing a title down tonight, you can write, "What about those miracles?" And you know, you think about it, a lot of times we need a miracle in our life. And sometimes we say, it don't come to pass. Why is that? But what about the miracles? And you know, you think about Jesus. You know, he was sent here by the Holy Spirit, right? God sent him through the Holy Spirit. But you know, the public ministry of Jesus was supercharged now. Now, I know you're here on a Thursday and you want your ministry to be supercharged and launched at the River Jordan. Think about it. That's when he got supercharged, at the river. Now, sure, he was Jesus, and he was learning. He was hearing his parents. He was reading the scriptures and learning about himself. But, you know, remember when he was baptized in the river by John the Baptist. Everybody should know that he got baptized by John the Baptist. In addition to being baptized in water, in the book of Luke, it tells us something else took place. Ha, what is it? Oh, thank you. Luke 3:22. And I'm going to read it in the NLT. And it tells us, "And the Holy Spirit," "and the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, 'You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy.'" You see what has supercharged Jesus? The Holy Spirit. Why do you think so many times we talk about being baptized in the Holy Spirit? About being born again. And then being baptized in the Holy Spirit. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. And you know, we minister those things. And it's up to the individual if they want that. Because I tell you what, it gives you power. That you're getting supercharged, in other words, just like Jesus did when he got baptized in the river. He got supercharged by the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, what did it say? Descended on him like a dove. And a lot of times we wonder about, how come we pray for people and they don't get healed? How come we? Because you ain't supercharged. You got to get supercharged. You say, "Well, I go to church. I do this. I do that." Well, you got to get supercharged by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is very important in a Christian's life. You saw what happened to Jesus. And you know, the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. And from that time on, he was anointed to minister to which he was called to do. Everybody in here has a calling in their life to do something. Somebody could be one that's just, to be a friend to somebody is a ministry. And especially nowadays, it's a big time ministry. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't think anybody loves them. And if you watch the news, it gets you all goofy and all that kind of stuff. Because of all what's going on in the world. And you know, the ministries ought to be blooming because of all what's going on in the world. The Christians ought to be called into action. But why is it not? Is it because we haven't been supercharged? Because we want to see those miracles. You know, we want to be able to come in here and say, "What about them miracles that happened this past week? What about what happened in Walmart?" Walmart became a church. It started praising and singing and, you know, get supercharged and get excited about what God is doing. And, you know, say, "Well, I don't see nothing he's doing." Well, get supercharged and you'll see. Because a lot of times we got our heads down not even thinking about getting supercharged. But Jesus became heaven's miracle worker. Because everywhere he went, there was miracles, wasn't it? And you know, not because he was God, but because he was a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Remember, there's God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus. Those three right there. That's one person. God, it's all part of the Trinity. And that's one way to get supercharged. You know, can you imagine, you know, I always wanted to do that with my Camaro. I wanted to supercharge my Camaro. But I had some good parents. They said, no, that's fast enough for you. But you understand what I'm saying, that we as Christians need to be supercharged. And a lot of people think getting supercharged, a lot of people out in the world, they can go down here to a corner store and they get supercharged. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But they ain't getting supercharged. They won't even remember what they did. But, you know, we have no biblical record. Now, think about, you know, I looked and I couldn't find anything. No biblical record of Jesus ever performing a miracle or a supernatural work before his encounter with the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? It's the Holy Spirit that supercharged Jesus. You know, he had to get him another. It's just me. I can see about Jesus after he got baptized and got supercharged by the Holy Spirit. He probably had to get him some better sandals because he was supercharged. You know, he was moving then because he didn't have cars and all that kind of stuff. He was moving to go get people to learn about him. Hallelujah. But the anointing for Jesus to demonstrate God's power in the earth began right at the Jordan River. That's when it, you know, now can you imagine the people that saw this take place? You know, all we can do is believe in faith what the Word of God is telling us, what took place. But can you imagine when he went off into that water with John the Baptist and he baptized him right there? And what all took place? Man, that would supercharge any of us if we saw that in person. But Jesus was filled with the power and the anointing of God. Right? He was filled with the Holy Spirit. The reason why there's a lot of Christians walking around with no productivity is because of not being supercharged by the Holy Spirit. We got to be supercharged. We got to have the Holy Spirit in our life. You say, well, you walk like that? No. Like I said, I'm human just like anybody else. But I can tell you, the Holy Spirit gets me out of a lot of jams. Because, I want to get supercharged with the Holy Spirit. It ain't like running over here to this big box store and plugging into those little doodads out there that give you some extra energy or electricity for your vehicle. No, supercharged by the Holy Spirit is a whole lot bigger than what you can imagine. Hallelujah. But Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is important. And now if I'm going to keep saying that over and over till I can drive it home. The Holy Spirit is very important in a Christian's life. Now, I was in a church where they didn't believe in all of that. You know, I really, and in my spirit, wanted more. There's something about this. You know, the Spirit of God was talking to my spirit. So I had to do something. And I had to go and get into a church that was teaching about the Holy Spirit. And it didn't take but maybe 2 visits to that church knowing that I'm here and I want it. They said, come on to this room. We'll explain you the Holy Spirit. What's it all about? And I thank God for that church. And I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I ain't looked back. You know, and we need to understand that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. How you know? Well, look in Luke 4:1. Luke 4:1. Praise the Lord. And it tells us, and Jesus, full of his Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Boy, if he didn't have the Holy Spirit, everybody understands what we're talking about, but he was, Spirit of God led him into the wilderness. That wouldn't have been a very good place for somebody, would it? The temptations that took place in the wilderness. And, you know, think about your life. I can think about mine. It seemed like the more I was pressing into to what God had and what the Spirit of God was telling me to do, and it seemed like the worse the enemy attacked. It seemed like every time you turn around, I was being attacked for something. It was attacking my finances. It was attacking my family. It was attacking everything about what I was trying to do for God. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, because I knew what the Holy Spirit could do, and I needed to listen to the Holy Spirit. A lot of times, yeah, I'm Spirit-filled. But do you listen to the Holy Spirit? I know people out there say that, but are they? I mean, think about it. I don't know about you, but if they don't speak about the Spirit of God, or don't talk anything about Jesus, don't talk about faith, the Spirit of God tell me real quick, get up when this is over. That's it. Wave bye. Because it's not feeding my spirit. If the church is not feeding your spirit, and it's not encouraging you, and it's not making you a better Christian, it's something lacking. Praise the Lord. Notice Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit. You cannot be full without being filled. And Jesus was not only born of the Spirit. What do you mean by that? Well, he was born of the Spirit, so now he gave us an en route to that. What is it? We're being born again. You see what I'm saying? Jesus was born of the Spirit. We're born again of the Spirit. So we're being like just following Jesus' path here. Now follow me along here. Jesus was not only born of the Spirit, he was filled with the Spirit. Now sure, any pastor would love in a non-denominational church or Spirit-filled church wants everybody to be filled with the Spirit of God. Why? Because he knows what's on the other side. You know, there's excitement on the other side. There's not doubting what the Word said. No, it's being supercharged by the Spirit of God. And you know, Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit. And we've been born again. He expects us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. People say that's of the devil. Why did God say it? That can't be the devil. Because God's Word tells us about being filled with the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And after being filled with the Spirit, he was led by the Spirit. You know what led means? You ever take a horse, put his bridle on, and you take him wherever you go? That's being led. But we're going to be led by the Spirit. Wherever the Spirit, you know, put that on. Let the Spirit of God take you to where you need to be. Because he'll stop you when you don't need, you know, you go over here. Whoop, we got to go around here. Or might be a snake. Let's go around here. You understand? You're being led by the Spirit of God. And the power source in Jesus' life was not based on his own deity. Because remember, he is God. He was God. But it wasn't based on his own deity. He laid aside his deity and refused to utilize his own power. He went by the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying here? But you know, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit and relied solely upon the person of the Holy Spirit and his power. The Holy Spirit is a person. Somebody thinks, oh, woo, there's the Holy Spirit. Woo. Oh, the Holy Spirit really moved. Woo. No, the Holy Spirit is a person just like you sitting right here. Holy Spirit sitting right here with us. Holy Spirit is right on the inside of you. When you come in this place, you bring the Holy Spirit with you. If you're filled with the Spirit, you see what I'm saying? So we got to understand those things, that the person of the Holy Spirit and his power. Jesus was following after the Holy Spirit. Why do you think he had so much conflict in towns he went to? He was being led by the Spirit of God. He was doing what God said. And sure, they tried to kill him. They tried to do this. They tried to stone him. They tried to do this, all this kind of stuff. But he's being led by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit is almost like you going this way, the right direction, and everybody else is going this way. Where are you going? You ain't going. Go. Where are you going? You going. You understand? It's like going against the grain when you're following the Holy Spirit, because a lot of people don't understand that you're being led by the Spirit of God, and you know, you believing that God's going to take care of you. So you go and follow after the Spirit of God, and everybody else is going off here and falling off the edge because they're going against the grain. And you may know a lot of people like that. They go against the grain the wrong way. And you know, you may know a lot said, well, they look like a radical person. They stirring up stuff and all that. No, they could be being led by the Spirit of God if it lines up with the Word of God. Especially if they're following God, the Holy Spirit, and people are getting born again. People are getting healed. Well, they ain't the devil, because the devil don't want nobody healed. Hallelujah. But you know, we need to understand that the Spirit of God speaks to us and directs us and guides us. You know, and we can't separate the Holy Spirit from His power. There's power in the Holy Spirit. You know, you think about it. Just the Spirit of God, after praise and worship, you hear the Spirit of God moving in here. That's part of it. You know, I've been in a service before where there was no preaching. It was all God speaking. And doing this. People laid out on the floor. People were, you know, the first time I saw it, I said, man, what's going on? And all of a sudden, the pastor come laid his hand on my head, and I don't remember anything else. I don't remember getting home. Luckily, I had a designated driver, because I couldn't have drove. You've been here? Yeah, we could be. But everybody's got to be in one accord now. You think about it. Everybody's got to be in one accord in God's house at the time of the Spirit's moving upon the people of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was the power source. Now think about it. The power source of Jesus. And you know, we see these outlets over here to charge up your phone or whatever. You have to plug it in. He was plugged into the Holy Spirit. That's how he was getting recharged. He was plugged into the Holy Spirit, and he was also praying to God. Praying and dealing with and having the Holy Spirit supercharging. Especially now, you know good and well, as a human, he was a human here on earth, and he was also God. But as a human, he had to take a lot of ridicule. He had to take a lot of beating for us that we didn't deserve it. So you understand, he had to be supercharged by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And Luke speaks of this, describing what happened when Jesus returned from the wilderness after his temptation with the devil. A lot of people I've seen, you know, spirit-filled people, that they may be off into the wilderness in their life at a particular time. But they come back and their hair is all messed up and they just don't know what to do. Jesus came back and he was more powerful than ever. He was supercharged. Thank God he was supercharged before he went into the wilderness. Now, he went into the wilderness, and what did he do? Stand toe to toe and told the devil all kind of scriptures back at him. Finally, the devil got mad and took his basketball and went home. You know, he said, that ain't working. I don't know about all that. You know, he's telling me all this kind of stuff. He could have the whole world. But he gave me some scriptures. And he said, I could feed him a big banquet table full of food. And he said, no. Bread of life. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just using this in my own term. But you understand, he was full of the Holy Spirit and he wasn't taking no bull from the devil. No bull from the devil, because he's full of the Holy Spirit. The same thing which we need to do when the devil tries to attack us. We ain't taking no bull. We're going to throw some scriptures out there. You know, we can, you know, slime the devil with scripture. We could put it on him. You ever seen people try to walk on slime? Finally, the devil's going to get mad and leave. Because why? We were supercharged by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But Luke speaks of this, describing what happened when Jesus returned from the wilderness. He was on fire. He was supercharged. He was ready. And he was healing people. The blind could see. The deaf could hear. The lame could walk. Hallelujah. Can you imagine you getting supercharged? Oh, I'm just a person. Jesus was a person too. He got supercharged by the Holy Spirit and went around doing very good, healing people. Oh, and getting people born again, getting people to understand that there's a kingdom. When that time comes, we can spend eternity in heaven with him. And you know, a lot of people think that, no, I don't need all that. I've been a good person. That ain't going to get you to heaven. Being in a relationship with Jesus and being supercharged by the Holy Spirit is going to get you to heaven. Having a relationship with Jesus. We have a relationship with people or with friends. Remember that song? What a friend I have in Jesus. He's the only one that's not going to turn his back on us. I've had friends, I said, well, I thought they were the best friends I ever had. They turned their back. I had people that in all my life, and you probably have too, that you thought they were, man, they were something, man. That's my buddy. That's my friend. They turn on you. But Jesus will never turn on us. Jesus is there to pick us up. He's our brother. He's going to do things. And that's why the relationship with him, I mean, he wants so much to have a full relationship with us. But a lot of times we neglect him because of our own wants and needs, not thinking that he can supply all our needs according to his riches and glory, right? He can supply all our needs. But we get to in a state of mind that, wait a minute, let me just stay right there, Jesus. Let me handle this myself. I was a salesman. Jesus is a whole lot better salesman we could ever think about, because he's already taking care of the issues that's going on that happened in our life. But Luke speaks of describing Jesus when he returned from that wilderness. And you know, I want you to look in Luke 4:14. Luke 4:14. And he tells us, then Jesus returned to Galilee filled with the Holy Spirit's what? Power. Anybody know what power really is? We say, well, I got an 8-cylinder in this car. I got some power behind this thing. But can you imagine what the Holy Spirit's power is? We probably all don't realize the multitude of the power of the Holy Spirit. And then reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. Reports. Do we tell people, just like we tell people right in here, about what Jesus did this week, what happened this week? Do we go out and tell other people about what Jesus did for us? And to tell them to spread the good news. What good news? What Jesus did for me. Jesus saved me. Jesus, I have a relationship with Jesus. How you have a relationship with him? He died and he's up in heaven. Yeah, but my spirit has a relationship with him. My spirit is right there with him in heaven because I have a relationship. When I need something, I can call on my brother. I can call upon him and he'll tenderize my heart for the love that he has for me. Because I'll never match the love I have for him as he has for me. Because he loves me a whole lot more than I can imagine. I say, oh, I love Jesus, but he still loves me more. You ever seen people on Facebook, they'll put on there, I love you, and they'll say, I love you more? That's what Jesus, say, I love you, Lord. And he says, I love you more. I love you more. I want to spend more time with you. And you know, we need to understand that the Holy Spirit, we have that connection with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And you know, you think about it, and Jesus said, you know, he was now empowered by the person of the Holy Spirit, and everyone took notice and talked of the demonstrations now, of the demonstrations that he did, of the power that now accompanied his ministry. Now, can you imagine when you get supercharged by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God says, go lay hands on somebody in Walmart, or Super One, or Piggly Wiggly, or wherever you just walking in there, and somebody and the Spirit of God says, just go lay hands on them, and you lay hands on them, and they get up out of that little buggy that takes them around. That's supercharged. Now what the people are going to say, whoa, what is that? Where'd you learn that? You got some chicken feed in your sack or something? I heard that somewhere in this area. But you understand what I'm saying, that people will see those things and the word will travel like wildfire. And I wouldn't be surprised if you lay hands on somebody, somebody's going to pull out a phone and start videoing it. You can't get away from it. Even Katie drove up, we had to take a picture. You understand what I'm saying? That we had the videos, the world that go in, all the stuff that goes out now, you know, they never catch the beginning of a fight. They always catch it in the middle of it. You don't know who really caused it. But you understand what I'm saying? That you start laying hands on somebody in a store somewhere or out and around the service station, and people are going to video that, and what happens? They're going to be people talking about it. Look at them over there. They think they something. But I can tell you one thing. You ain't got to listen to them like Jesus didn't listen to them. You lay hands on them and let them get up, and then they heal. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to say, well, you go to church. I want to go there. You're supercharged by the Holy Spirit. I want to go there. I want to get the full benefit. I want to have a relationship with Jesus. I want to move like you move. Throw this little cart away. I don't need this thing no more. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Christians should be doing out there instead of talking about them. I don't know what's wrong with that lady over there. She's limping. Maybe the Holy Spirit's saying, go lay hands on her. And she may take off running all through the vegetable aisle. You understand what I'm saying? She might take off running everywhere through that store. But you never know. All you're doing is doing what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And if you're embarrassed of the Holy Spirit, yeah, that's kind of, you might need to repent. Because we need to understand it's the Holy Spirit, being powered by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, to see the demonstrations of the power that accompanied Jesus' ministry that can accompany you, us, me, you, this church. If this church ever got a group together and went out and laid hands on people, I believe if we're supercharged, people are going to get healed. People's hearts are going to be healed. Their bitterness against whatever is going to be healed. And we need to understand it's about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus was not only born of the Spirit. I kind of touched on that a little bit. And are filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit. He was also empowered by the Spirit of God. Born again. And if you're looking for success and principles for just not your ministry, but your life, There's four things principles I would like to give you. One is be born of the Spirit. Be born again. I really believe that there's a bunch of people that call themselves Christians that have never gave their life to the Lord. And they don't have a relationship with Him. And they wonder why things are happening. Be born of the Spirit. Number two. Filled with the Spirit. What you mean by that? Being filled with the Holy Spirit. That evidence of speaking in tongues. There's power in speaking and praying in tongues. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I just don't know what to pray. You know, I mean, what am I going to pray for? You know, just pray in the Spirit. And when you pray in the Spirit, you got a direct line. You don't have to dial 1-800. Hear me, God, you know. God's going to hear you. When you start praying in the Spirit, God hears that. The devil has no clue. He's sitting over there. Now, what are you talking about? I think they're going to double team me. Well, you're right. The devil don't have no place in my life. Me and God talking. Back up. Me and God are talking right now. And God will give us something through the Holy Spirit in our life. First thing was be born of the Spirit. Next is to be filled by the Spirit. The next one, number three, led by the Spirit. You could get filled with the Spirit. You'd be born again. But if you're not being led by the Spirit, I've seen too many people take a job when it wasn't even what God wanted them to have. They took the job and they were miserable. before you know it, complain, oh, I don't get enough money. This ain't good. Go where God put you, and you may start at the bottom with less money, but before you know it, you're serving God, and you're, like I said, you're born again, you're filled with the Spirit, you're being led by the Spirit, God's going to promote you. I've seen it too many times. Too many times. And you probably know some too, where people were, you know, you just went to a place and you really weren't miserable, but you just wasn't happy. Because you wanted to make, instead of making $50,000 a year, you wanted to make $100,000. And didn't know doodly squat about what was going on in the company. But you wanted $100,000. But you be led by the Spirit of God, and you'll start working, and you may work your way up. And God will show you His favor all the way up that ladder. And when you get to the top of that ladder, you'll say, wow, that didn't take long. You understand what I'm saying? Be born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, and led by the Spirit. The fourth thing, empowered by the Spirit. Empowered. You know what that, I mean, it's being supercharged. In other words, when you speak it out of your mouth, just like Jesus, He said what the Father said, right? So whatever comes out of our mouth should be from the Father. And you know, I mean, I had to repent a lot because sometimes my mouth gets moving and it gets on the wrong track. And I have to ask God, God, forgive me. You know, but I want to be empowered by Him. I want to say what you say. I want to be just like Jesus when He was walking. He said only what you told Him. The Spirit of God spoke in His heart, and He spoke it. He laid hands on it. He told people how to get healed. He didn't heal everybody the same way, did He? No. But He healed the people because of the Spirit of God. And we have to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Be empowered by the Spirit of God. But those four things again. Be born of the Spirit. Be born again. Number two, filled with the Spirit. Be filled and with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So you can have that power, that extra boost that you need. Number three is being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Number four is empowered by the Spirit. Those are very, very important. And you know, if you pursue these divine principles, you will be following the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be following just after Him. We say, oh, I'm a Jesus follower. But He goes over here and we say, oh, I don't know if I want to go there. No, we're going to follow Jesus. Because He already knows. He's already been there. He's already been to the end. And He's back here with us. And He wants to take us with Him. Following after Him. Listening to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight?